We appreciate you joining us, and well, let's dive right into what you're expecting from the Clippers this upcoming season.
Well, it's kind of interesting going back to Clearview. I mean, not back. I haven't left, but being back in the realm, because the expectation is obviously for the kids to have fun, number one, and that's because I want to keep the kids out and grow that love of the sport, and that's, I stress that from the first meeting I had to, you know, to even today at open mat. Guys, you got to have fun with this. But have fun and then find that competitive spark. And I think they found that a little bit. Interesting story about this group of kids. I was coaching cross country. So my time wasn't always available for them in the fall. And I started opening up the room one day a week, open mat. Coach, that's not enough. Coach, we need more days. We need more days. Okay, 2 days a week. And I let the cheerleaders borrow the wrestling room. You would have thought that, you know what? But I know a little bit. It keeps them hungry. So here I go. I'm walking down the hall. The last period of the day, you know, go back to my room and get ready for cross-country practice, and I see a line of kids at the wrestling room door. I just knew, you know, and you could see these kids, and they're hungry, and they get together and they go out and they'll run the stairs and on the track, they'll do sprints on the track. But to make a long story short, it's the group that were bitty when I left, when I stepped down. So basically, they were third, fourth, fifth grade. Now they're in ninth, tenth, 11th grade. So it's kind of cool.
Well, obviously, for those listening to kind of know the history, Jason ran the Clearview program from 2010 to 2015.
Something like that, yeah.
Stepped away and came back. And how would that kind of – how excited are you to be back? And, I know you needed some time away. I think you had the kids were young and stuff like that. And it's got to be kind of fun just being back in Ray. Is there comfort level still there? Or is it just kind of
– it's like I never left in a sense. It's kind of, you know, getting back in there. Kind of getting the room set back up how I had it, and just changing the whole culture. It's, you know, making it positive, making the kids want to be there, and that's exactly what's happening. And you get them to buy in, and then you can get them to run through that wall for you. And that's kind of my whole thought process on it, you know. So slowly getting into it, they're still hungry. Guys, just wait, because I showed them the end of the month schedule, and I'm like, well, guess what? Tomorrow, that's your last Friday off. I mean, well, next week is kind of open mats, but next Friday, we're going. Next Saturday, we're going. We're Saturdays from here on out, boys. Are you serious, Coach? Yeah, I told you the day would come, guys. Here it is.
So. In the 5 years that you've been gone, there's obviously been a lot of rule changes. You know, they're doing the two-piece uniforms now and just some things. Is there anything that surprised you about when you left compared to coming back now and seeing some different things and had to adjust your coaching style, I guess?
Well, and the sensitivity of the kids definitely, you know, that's changed a little bit. But that's a whole nother talk show. I guess the whole girls' state, that's something new. And surprisingly, not yet. I haven't had any interest in coming to seek it out. I'm not opposed to it, but I think the boys probably would run them away because I get a pretty vicious crew. The two-piece I kind of saw coming. I did. It's all right. It didn't take off like I thought it would, but that... I wish they'd kind of adopt some more of the college rules because those are a little less subjective, a little more objective as far as the stall calls and stuff like that. But I think that's coming.
Jason, talk to us about what we're going to see out of Clearview this year. You always have some outstanding athletes. You know, I've seen the football team this year. There's some pretty special kids on that football team that I think you might want to pull into the wrestling room as time goes on. Talk to us about what we're going to see. What are some names that we're going to be looking for come sectional time?
Absolutely. Well, starting off with my little guys, because that's how I think. I kind of got to go through that way. Got a 106-pounder that I think is a pretty good kid. Oscar Rivera is a junior. He's coming back. He had learned wrestling a little bit last year, kind of an English as a second language kid. And it's I kind of speak a little bit of Spanish too. So getting this kid, and he's taking the sport up, and he's off and running with it. Coach. So he ran cross country with me. Sean Kane, another junior. We got Miles and Jeremy Sanchez. He's a freshman, a pretty talented freshman. Sherrod Bullard, a junior. Jerry Ruiz, a senior. Jacob Kessler, a senior. David Fitzpatrick, a junior. Rob McCardle, Coach McCardle's kid. He's going to be a good one to watch come district time. We also got a heavyweight, Stacy Littlejohn, we're a little heavy right now, but I think come January we'll be ready to go. And just to tell you a little bit about this kid, I think he's about 320. Come into the room today. And football players, I want them to take their time, take their week off. So you kind of just, in and out a little bit. Well, while he was in, I watched him hit like three low singles right to, legs on top. He's wrestling like a lightweight. And I'm like, you got to be kidding. And I know back when Tom had him, he was on the Fargo Greco team a while, so he's got some wrestling background. But to see the big guy move like that, it's exciting.
I've watched him move on the football field. He's definitely a game changer.
Absolutely.
From his nose tackle kid. We called his name a lot in the two times that we had him on the air tonight. No, I definitely happy to see that Stacy's out for us, and that'll be exciting if
absolutely.
Get down in that weight class. That'd be very interesting.
And believe it or not, I have like four heavyweights.
Wow.
So yeah, so there'll be guys for him to roll around with.
You're out there teaching him on the mats, right?
Sure, yeah. Trying to stay healthy. Not like that softball game over the summer.
Good stuff. Well, yeah. Coach, thanks for dropping by.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
Good luck to you guys this season, Coach.
Thank you, guys.
Clearview head coach Jason Steadman joining us here at the Brew Kettle in Amherst for the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Coaches Preview.